Yeah, so as you said, we want to provide a platform so that agencies have an option without having to go through all the technology lift themselves, but also the policy lift themselves. And so making sure that security is looked at and that privacy issues are looked at, records management, whether it's compliant with Section 508, so it's accessible to people with disabilities, looking whether we need a cookie waiver, et cetera, et cetera. So doing that once so that all agencies can benefit from the work that GSA does.
And the idea of the challenges is essentially this, this enables crowdsourcing, but also gives somebody something out there to say, hey, look what I'm doing.
There are a lot of different benefits that agencies get from doing a challenge. They only pay for a solution. So they put forth a problem and they don't pay unless there's a solution. But there is also, as you said, it's the wisdom of the crowds. They may get many more possible answers and they're not deciding up front what team is likely to have the winning solution. You often get new entrants into it. And so, you know, the government buys a lot of things by contract or gives out money through grants. This is a process that might bring new people to the table to look at some of the issues the government is struggling with.
And people may come up with an idea that it wasn't even on your radar, for goodness sakes.
Right, yeah? Exactly.
So the tool that you've gone with is called Challenge Post. Tell us about these folks and how exactly they were selected.
Sure, because the selection process itself is an interesting story. We, the OMB memo on March 8th said that the government would provide a platform within 120 days. And so we began researching what this marketplace looks like, whether we should build our own, whether we should buy one. And one company approached us and said, we'll give you a platform for free. So we at GSA were in the process of checking with our lawyers and our contracts people about whether we could accept a free product.
Which I know for people outside of this town, they say, if somebody's offering something for free, why is this complex? Yes.
I know, but there's all sorts of rules about whether the government can accept gifts or enter into partnerships or no-cost contracts. So we were looking into that when a second company approached us and said, we'd also like to give you a platform for free. So then the lawyers and contracts people said, we have to open up this opportunity for others. So we put out in what's called FedBizOps a request for information for a no-cost challenge platform. And we got 8 offers.
Really?
And so we evaluated them and against the criteria in the RFI, and we picked Challenge Post, which is a tool that's been used for other government challenges. It's being used right now for appsforhealthykids.com, which is a challenge being done by USDA and the First Lady on apps to teach kids about healthy eating. And Challenge Post is a very easy product to use, and they're building a very easy interface for an agency, for a non-technical person agency, to be able to post a challenge. And they also have a lot of another factor was they have a lot of intersection with social media, and so people can share challenges through Twitter and Facebook. They can use RSS feeds and emails, but they also can people can follow a challenge. There are many more people involved with challenges than just those who might submit a solution. There are people that are interested in the problem, interested in the possible solution, but may not have a solution themselves. And so if you look on appsforhealthykids.com, for example, you'll see they now have, I don't know what the current number is, but it was the last time I looked, over 12,000 followers.
Right.
And so it's supporters of the challenge. And so they're also, as you said, Chris, before, there's an outreach effort of teaching people about an issue as part of this as well.
Well, and I know Jeremy Ames, when he was over at EPA, created this radon. It was one of these, he gave out a prize for a person who came up with the best video on radon. In fact, you guys use a similar idea for USA.gov.
Exactly. And Jeremy was one of the first over at EPA. They put forth a challenge to create how to test for radon in your home. And I think the prize was either $2,500 or $3,000, and they got many fabulous solutions. And so it's not always just the winning solution that is teaching people. Sometimes the runner-ups also go viral, and so they ran that contest on YouTube, and many of the videos were watched by many people.
Well, and the great thing, my favorite story about that is a lot of the folks who worked on the videos actually worked together on videos, and they went off and created their own social network so they could spread information about radon out there. And all of a sudden, you know, government actually can take a step back and let other people do their job. So what a wonderful way of reaching out to folks.
Right. And some of these challenges are created to strengthen or create new networks or communities exactly in that way, like the State Department's video contest is another example of that.
And USA.gov's video contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little, because the tool, so how do people, they just have to down, how do they get to it, and what can they do with it, and those kinds of things?
So it's not ready yet.
Okay.
It's going to be in July. We're in the process with Challenge Post of creating it, and it will... we don't even have the URL yet, so I can't give you a URL, but we'll be glad to come back on, Chris, on Federal News Radio at that time.
And we'll be sure and let folks know when it's there. We'll let folks know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. But yes, it'll be there'll be a place, one, for the public to find government challenges, but also for agencies to have an administrative interface where they can enter challenges.
Well, and that's a great idea, because there are so many of them across government now, they almost can get lost in amongst all the agencies. So it'd be great to have one place where you could find out where all the challenges are.
And we're going to be working with the agencies on... you know, we are starting to work with agencies on who the point of contact is.
Right.
Because agencies... This platform we're offering is one choice for agencies. They can post challenges and do post challenges on other platforms, but within this one, as they choose it, they'll be able to aggregate all the USDA challenges in one place, and then we'll be aggregating all the government challenges in one place. So,
And I know this the tool is only one part of the problem. It's not the whole thing. There's policies and practices, and you guys are actually, as part of all this, pulling those together to help folks essentially share all those lessons learned.
Right. The technology piece is just one piece, and it's actually a small piece. And this is a fairly new field for government, even though agencies like the ones we mentioned, as well as NASA and DARPA and transportation and energy, have been doing challenges. It's still quite a new field for government. And it's a science on, you know, what makes a good challenge, looking at your mission and the things you know and don't know, what would make a good challenge. There's a lot of strategic planning on that piece. And then once you've decided on a challenge, questions around how long do you run the challenge, what's an appropriate prize for this kind of challenge, what kind of judges do you pick, and do you allow public voting in addition to expert judges, and do you do that before or after the expert judges, or do you only have the public vote? And so there's lots of questions to be answered. And what we're offering at GSA is the technology platform. We're going to be offering some training. We also, many agencies buy that service where someone runs the challenge for them, and agencies can still do that. A firm will do the judging for them because, for example, in NASA centennial challenges, they sometimes get 600 entries. And, you know, then you have the high-end challenges like the XPRIZE Foundation or what NASA is doing with Innocentive, where it may be million-dollar prizes to come up with better astronaut gloves, or on the private sector where Google and XPRIZE Foundation were looking for people to develop private manned space flights.
Yeah.
And so these can be very simple challenges to very complicated grand challenges of the 21st century. So it'll be very interesting to see how this evolves in the government.